You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of August 13th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're talking about a compound called BPA,
right, okay.
Which it's been in the news for a number of years. Mm-hmm. It stands for bisphenol A.
Okay.
And the FDA finally put a ban on it in baby bottles and sippy cups.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! We're saying at least, you know, they've done something, but it's kind of too little too late, really.
So there was a time that this was, refresh our memory, this was brought to them before, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, consumer advocate groups have brought information and studies to the FDA, trying to get them to ban it from everything. You know, one of the main places we find it is in the lining of canned goods.
Okay.
And it's used as a preservative kind of in the lining of canned goods to keep them from going bad while they're in the can.
Okay.
But unfortunately, this compound called bisphenol A leaches into the food, you know, when it's in the can, it leaches into the food. And we now know that about 90% of Americans have levels of BPA in their urine. We know this because there's been studies that have done. And what's really concerning is that BPA is a what we call an endocrine system disruptor.
Ooh, that
and
doesn't sound
good. So our endocrine system is our hormone system.
Okay.
And so that's our reproduction, our sexual organs, our thyroid, and our adrenals. So we're finding that it's having reproductive harm, and especially in children, like small children.
Oh.
And then there have even been studies where women who are pregnant,
ooh,
if it's getting, you know, if they're consuming it and it's getting into their bodies, it's going into the unborn babies.
Right.
And so, they found that there's problems. Like, you know,
so what are the disruptions?
The disruptions are females are developing more quickly than they normally would. It mimics estrogen in the body, and estrogen is the female hormone produces breasts and female development.
Right.
So it interferes with that by speeding it up.
Mm-hmm.
It also interferes with just the normal brain development. So it's also been linked to some brain problems as well.
Like hyperactivity or what?
Not necessarily hyperactivity. They do specify on some things, but it's more like attention deficit.
Oh, okay.
Which is a little different from hyperactivity, but, difficulty concentrating, basically.
That's no good.
So, and that has been studied in children. And so that is why finally the FDA has now put a ban on it in baby bottles and sippy cups.
Okay.
But unfortunately, there, you know, a lot of the critics are saying, you know, it's about time, and it's a little bit too late because the industry already started moving away from using it.
Well, it's because this time around, there was a public education that was farther ahead and had more traction than what the FDA decided to do.
Right, right. And the FDA is still now saying that they don't think that there's any harm from it in the cans. But they have now commissioned the federal government to do more studies.
Okay.
And they're basically just saying we're waiting for the results of the studies before we make any ruling on the cans.
All right. Okay.
And unfortunately, there isn't a widespread, moving away from using it in cans.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of industries are still using it.
Right.
And until they are told otherwise, they probably will still continue to use it.
Right. Well, you had an article on our website about the cans that have it in there and ones that don't, or what was that about?
Well, right. Yeah, I did have, there were some companies that don't use it.
That don't use it.
They have chosen not to use it.
Okay.
And because of the reasons that we mentioned.
Okay.
Eden Foods is one of the predominant ones that they have never used it.
Awesome.
Ever in any of their cans. And they do a lot of canned beans and things.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there were some others. There's some items that sell at Trader Joe's mm-hmm. do not have it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several other companies listed in that article.
And if someone went to our website, which you guys know is processfreeamerica.org, there's a little search function. What search should they use?
They
BPA?
They should put in BPA.
Okay.
Yeah, and that would come up.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. So what else should we know about this?
Well, I want to say, first of all, that it's a good step. I'm feeling like at least we have made some progress in this area because mm-hmm. it's been about 4 years that consumer advocacy groups have been trying to get the FDA to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
And even just as recently as last year, they didn't do anything. They were petitioned and they did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just
mm-hmm.
keep saying there's not enough evidence.
Right.
You know, we don't have, the studies are not showing that it's harmful, even though it's showing up in 90% of people tested.
Well, I guess they might counter that by saying, but what effect is it having on those people that have it? I mean, they have this mindset that having a chemical lodged in your body is fine, you know, if there's no evidence that it's otherwise, right?
Right.
I mean, so,
right.
You know, you gotta honor where they're at, so.
I can understand that, but the problem is there isn't enough, you know, we don't have enough long-term study, but now we do have studies showing that it does affect children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, obviously they had enough evidence to finally say, we don't want it in baby bottles and sippy cups anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. All right. Well, good, Dee. All right. Another informative week. Thank you, everyone. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out other podcasts and other great articles and videos at our website at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.